Hi, everybody. This is Jazz Oasis. I'm Steve, and our program begins this week, Bouncing with Bud. Illinois Jacquette and the big band to round out our set. Let me ask you this musical question. What did all of those four sides have in common? Well, yeah, they were bebop exercises. The thing they all had in common was they all featured Fats Navarro on trumpet. Go to the top. We started out with Bud Powell. I think Bouncing with Bud was the name of the tune from August of 1949. It was on the Blue Note label, and featured there, in addition to Bud Powell on piano, were Fats Navarro trumpet, Sonny Rollins on tenor, Tommy Potter on bass, Roy Haynes on the drums, and that comes off an LP called The Amazing Bud Powell from 1951. Then we listened to a pair of sides from the Tad Dameron Sextet. And both of these are from the same session. We had first Dameronia from September 1947 on the Blue Note label. And again, from that same session, it was The Chase with Tad Dameron on piano, Fats Navarro trumpet, Ernie Henry on alto, Charlie Rouse tenor, Nelson Boyd bass, and Shadow Wilson on the drums. And to wrap things up, we listen to Illinois Jacquette and a big band. This is a thing called For Europeans Only, January 1947 on the Aladdin label. And along with Fats Navarro and Illinois Jacquette were Miles Davis, Joe Newman, also Dickie Wells among the frontline players. For Europeans Only, Illinois Jacquette. That's our first set here on Jazz Oasis. Again, I'm Steve. Up next, it's Clifford Brown.
Thank you.
Silk and Satin by Sonny Rollins from August 1954. That's actually on the Prestige label off an LP called Moving Out. Along with Sonny on tenor, Kenny Dorham on trumpet, Elmo Hope piano, Percy Heath bass, and Art Blakey on the drums. It rounds out a short set. We started out with a pair that featured Clifford Brown first. Clifford Brown Max Roach Quintet from January 1956. Step Lively was the name of it on the Emercy label. And in addition to Clifford and Max, you had Sonny Rollins on tenor, Richie Powell piano, George Morrow on the bass. And then Clifford Brown featured with Art Farmer. It was actually under Clifford's name on the Metronome label, a thing called Skews These Blues. Clifford Brown Memorial LP, and it was Clifford and Art Farmer fronting a Swedish band. The arrangement was done by Quincy Jones. You're tuned to Jazz Oasis, and I'm Steve. Here's Oscar Peterson and the trio.
Watch bands, cook 'em up. Jack will drive your blues away. And when you hear a symphony and you can't remember the melody, just say, ooh, watch bands, cook 'em up. Jack will drive your blues away. Everyone is talking about bebop. Everyone is talking about this. Everyone is asking this question. Tell me what it is, what it is, what it is. Ooh, watch bands, cook 'em up. It's a brand new riff you hear today. Ooh, watch bands, cook 'em up. Jack will drive your blues away. Thank you.
of bebop. Everyone is talking about this. Everyone is asking this question. Tell me what it is, what it is, what it is. Ooh, bop, shabam, it's cook-em-op. It's a brand new riff you hear today. Ooh, bop, shabam, it's cook-em-op. Jack the driver blues away. You needn't think it's funny, cause it's the common thing. Whether you like it or not, it's got a swing.
Show the world how to smile. I could be glad all of the while. I could change the gray skies to blue. If I had you, if I had you by my side, baby, I could leave the old days behind, leave all my pals, I'd never mind. I could start my life all anew if I had you. I could climb a snow-capped mountain, swim the mighty ocean wide. I could cross the burning desert if I had you by my side. I could be the queen, yes, the queen uncrowned. I'd be humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I couldn't do, Lord, if I had you. If I had you by my side, I could be a queen, dear uncrowned, humble or poor, rich or renowned. There is nothing I wouldn't do if I had you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Is he gone yet? It's Ike Quebec on tenor there. Thing called Minor Impulse, recorded for the Blue Note label in December 1961. The LP was called Blue and Sentimental. Along with Ike there on the tenor, Grant Green guitar, Paul Chambers bass, Philly Joe Jones on the drums. And I don't know if you were listening, but when Ike got through blowing his opening solo and Grant Green was playing his lines, Ike laid down the horn and went over to the piano. And that was his piano you heard in there as well. Minor Impulse was the name of it, and it rounds out an extended set. We started out with Oscar Peterson and his trio. These are real early recordings, March 1949 for the Victor label. He's here with the trio. Of course, Oscar on piano, and that was his vocal, yes. Alston Roberts on the bass and Clarence Jones on the drums. Oobop Shabam. Sounded like somebody'd been listening to some Nat Cole records, didn't it? After that, we listened to John Wright, Chicago's own Southside pianist. 63rd and Cottage Grove was the name of the tune. On the Prestige label, and the name of the LP was called South Side Soul. Along with John Wright on piano, we had Wendell Roberts on bass, or did we say Wendell Roberts on bass, and Walter McCants on the drums. After that, Dinah Washington, If I Had You, March 1955, for the Mercury label, Quincy Jones with the arrangement there. Then we listened to Wes Montgomery, and For Heaven's Sakes, from April 1963 on the Riverside label, with Melvin Ryan on organ, Jimmy Cobb on drums, and of course Wes Montgomery on guitar, and that brought us around Ike Quebec and Minor Impulse. This is Jazz Oasis, and I'm Steve, and we're just about at the end of the trail for this week. We've got a couple more that'll take us on out. First, we're going to listen to Bobby Timmons, and then we'll wrap up whatever time we have with Gene Ammons. That'll take us to the end of the hour. Thanks for tuning in. I hope you'll tune in next time. And as I always say, it's a real amazing experience to do a program in stereo. We'll see you next time. Here's Bobby Timmons.
Thank you.